You. Oh, to be with you.
Just to be with you.
No other plan. Nowhere to go. Nowhere to be. Just to be with you. Nothing to see. Nothing to hear. Nowhere to go. Just to be with you.
Just to be with you.
I am content, even overjoyed, just to see your face, to be in your presence. I have nowhere to go. Nowhere to be. Nothing to see.
To God and say, more of you.
More of you.
Ask God for more of Him. If that is your heart, stretch out your hands to God.
More of you.
Let my heart beat like yours.
let's sing.
Let me see what you say. Let me hear what you say. Let me know what you know. Let me go where you call. Let my heart be like yours.
God loves you. Amen. In Zephaniah 3:17, it says, the Lord, Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17, the Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. You know, God's desire for us is so much that he says he will sing over you. Wow, isn't that wonderful? You know, and really our response is verse 14. Look at verse 14 of Zephaniah 3. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared your enemies away. Hallelujah. The Lord has done so much for us. And he's saying, listen, you know, the picture I got is, imagine a couple who are, you know, madly in love with one another. And how do they, you know, if they've been away for a long time and they're going to meet one another again, what's the anticipation in the heart? Isn't it great? They're looking forward, counting the hours and the minutes and say, you know, waiting to be together again. And that's how it is with God and us. He's longing to be with us. Okay? And he loves us. He says, you know, all your judgments against you have been taken away. Yeah, we are righteous before God. And he's not neutral. He's singing love songs over us. And our response is verse 14. Sing aloud. Everybody say, sing aloud.
Sing aloud.
Sing aloud. He says, shout, O Israel. Say, shout. Shout. You know, and that's our response to God. Say, Lord, you've forgiven me all my sins. You've accepted me. You know, and you love me. I want to respond. How do we respond in love? This is how we respond. Sing aloud, shout, and enjoy his presence. Amen. Shall we do that? Continue to do that, rather. Amen.
My soul, my soul, my soul, my soul, my soul, beautiful.
something for us this morning. God says, in him we are wonderful. In him we are beautiful. In him we are powerful. So Psalm 139, verses 13 to 17. Yeah, 13 to 17. For you created my inmost being. Yep. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to me. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Isn't it beautiful? These words are so beautiful. So let's say it together. In him, in Jesus,
in Jesus,
we are wonderful.
We are wonderful.
In Jesus,
in Jesus,
we are beautiful.
We are beautiful.
In Jesus,
in Jesus,
we are powerful.
We are powerful. What else can we do but pour out our love and our affection, isn't it?
Our affection, our devotion, poured out on the feet of Jesus. Our affection, our devotion, poured out on the feet of Jesus. Our affection, our devotion, poured out on the feet of Jesus. Our affection, our devotion, poured out on the feet of Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus, we love.